You mentioned a little bit of his experience as a black man in the Navy. Did he ever give you any other indications of what his experience was like?
Well, as a young boy, when he was 16 years old, 16, I think he left Charleston when he was about 16, and he joined the Navy. And like so many men of his generation, he lied about his age to get in the military because he realized rather quickly that at that period in Charleston's history and American history, there were very few and very limited opportunities for him here in Charleston. So he saw the military as a way out. I know that when he joined the Navy, he wanted to be an electrician. And I think there was a promise that he would be an electrician. But the military somehow, you know, had its way, and he ended up, like so many black men of his era, in the kitchen, serving meals to the crew on board ship and serving meals to the officers in the officers' mess.
Do you know what his reflections or what his opinions were on this?
Well, you know, he does not speak very harshly of them a lot. I think most of the times he says that, you know, I remember him telling me when I was young that because I'm black, I had to work harder. You know, you have to work twice as hard to get half as much as the white man, you know, because he felt he worked very hard, and he worked his way up to the chief rank. And I remember when we were in Guantanamo and he was still an enlisted person, he studied very hard. He was very studious studying those books that he needed, and he'd go off to the various schools in order to get the proper training to make it to the next level. And he worked when he was stationed at the Naval Air Station at Sanford, Florida. He had a second job working in, I think it was a little snack shop, you know, and to make ends meet. So he always worked hard, and he always encouraged us to work. Even when I was a teenager growing up at Guantanamo, I always had a job, you know. As always, all of us, the work ethic and taking care of family, you know, was some of the things that he not necessarily talked about, but, you know, he emulated that in his behavior. So I guess it was learned behavior from us. And, you know, so we saw him work hard. So when we became adults and got families of our own, we worked hard too, you know.